I was fine until then, and now I'm crying. But that's normal, that's okay.
It's okay.
Yes, I'm Hannah. The dreaded man is my father. The beautiful woman next to her, him, is my mom. See, now I'm all scattery. And that's my fan club. Yes, I have spent the last 10 months in Northern California at Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, and it was a blast. Well, I'm going to speak a little bit tonight about dreams, so I'm going to get a head start. When I was 12, God told me to move to America and I would see revival break out, and I have, and I'm going back for more. So, yay, yeah. All right, I'm just going to get right into it. At the start of the year, God gave me a word for 2018, which really was dreams. And this morning, Beck was singing a spontaneous moment saying that he is doing a new thing. And it just reminded me that the word that I had, I'm just going to read it. It's the year of resurrected dreams and the impossible becoming possible. I got the sense that not only I had stopped dreaming, but so has everyone else. It's almost as if we've fallen asleep. This is the year of dreams. He is doing a new thing. Jason, if you could chuck up that quote. I love dreams. I love dreaming impossible dreams. And my dream was always to move to America and to do the School of Ministry. I knew that God had a call for me there. And so I went. But about halfway through, I realized that I was living my impossible dream, but I wasn't dreaming. And that seems ridiculous. I remember I was sitting in school one day and I was just like worshiping. It was a worship set. And it dawned on me. I was like, wow, I've stopped dreaming. And so I started just praying into that. And as I looked around the room, like 1,300 people worshiping, I realized that I just got the sense, I think, more in the spirit that there was just kind of a dullness and that we needed to dream, because there is so many powerful aspects of dreaming impossible dreams with God. I really think that when we dream with God, it's a word that he has. I'm going to go into that more later on, but yeah. Following dreams will cost us a sacrifice, because if we're dreaming dreams that we can accomplish alone, we are not dreaming big enough. If you think that you have everything you need to dream, if you think that you have the people or the finances or the ability, then I just think that you're not dreaming big enough, because we need God to dream his dreams. We need God to bring the kingdom to earth. Yeah, I looked a little bit in the Bible this week. And as I was looking for certain dreams, I realized that dreams will normally come with the voice of God. That when you have a dream, it normally either comes with the voice of God, like Mary, she had a dream and the voice of God came, or you will hear the voice of God and then the dream will come, like Samuel. And I really think that that is because God wants to partner with us in his dreams, that he doesn't just want to tell us what to do and let us go do it, but he actually wants us to take part in it. He wants us to be part of his heaven come.
Thanks, Beck.
The most beautiful dreams, I personally think, are not the ones that we pursue for ourselves so we can get things, so we can get higher, so we can do whatever, but the ones that we pursue with God for his kingdom come, so that we can actually work with him in partnership to see heaven come to earth. To do that, we need to be anchored in who God is, in who we are, in what he says about us, in what he's doing around us. We have to be able to hear his voice, to dream with him. Psalm 27:4. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. This isn't so we can just dream for the sake of dreaming. It isn't so we can be like, oh, cool, I'm just going to delight myself in God and he'll just give me whatever I want. It's so he can influence us, so he can influence our dreams, so he can have have his way in our lives. He can have his way on the earth. When we delight in him and who he is, that's when dreams start to happen. I wrote this little, it's not a riddle, but it kind of goes a little bit like that. When we delight in him, he delights in us. As we delight in him, we get to know his heart and we give him permission to know our hearts. As we give him that permission, he trusts us and gives us authority to do what he has called us to do. Probably going to say that a few times. It's been in my head for the last few days. Yeah, it's when we dream with him because he knows our heart, because we've delighted in him and he's delighting in us. He knows our heart because he's God and he created us. But I think that as we delight in him and get to know his heart, we give him permission to know our heart. And when we give him permission to know our heart, that's when he gives us authority, because he knows that he can trust us. And he knows that he can trust us to do what he needs us to do. It's so we can do what he set before us, what he's called us to do, what he's spoken over our lives. I was talking to Dad the other day. I got him to proofread this a little bit. I was like, just make sure my theology is okay. And he was reading it. And he was like, Han, but you need to make sure that they know it's not so he can, like, let us dream and be all airy-fairy and then come in and stomp on our dreams and be like, that's not good enough, or that's too big, or I can't do that. But he actually does it so that he can partner with us. He's not a father that would downplay our dreams, and he couldn't do it. He does it so our heartbeats can be in sync. He does it so that our footsteps can be in time, and that is going with the rhythm of his heart. And I think that when our hearts are in sync with him, we can use his promises as our weapon. You know, as I said before, when we dream with God, he speaks a promise over our life. And when we have that promise, that is our weapon. It's kind of fun. I've done it before. Yeah. If we're dreaming with him, I'm going to say dream a lot, just get used to it, it's okay. If we're dreaming with him, he is the only one that can make way for the miraculous. And so if that's what we're doing, if our hearts are in sync with his, if our footsteps are going where he is going, then he will make way for the miraculous. If we're delighting ourselves in the Lord, if we have impossible dreams and we don't know how to do them ourselves, then he's the one that's going to make way for that. Because that's miraculous. That's a miracle. Yeah. And that's what he does. Yeah. Because he's the one who is miraculous. If we ever think that our dreams are too big or too crazy or too intense or a dream that no one will understand, which should happen to all of us, then I think it's time to change your mindset, because he's not a God that has restricted mindsets. He doesn't think, he doesn't have a thought that comes into his mind and think, no, that's too crazy. And so if he doesn't think like that, and if we want to have the mind of Christ, then we can't think like that either. Because we are not the ones that make things possible. He is. Yeah. 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 And so if we are with him, if we have one mind with Christ, then we're allowed to dream the crazy dreams. He gives us permission to do that. When we're delighting ourselves in the Lord, that's what he gives us permission to do. He gives us permission to dream with him and to go with him and to be with him. He is the one that makes all things happen. For me personally, I'm going to tell you a little story. As I said before, when I was 12, I heard the voice of God, and he said, when you are 18, you're going to move to America and you will see revival break out. And I was like, sweet. Didn't know what that meant. I knew that I had 6 years to figure it out. And so I just kind of like went into praying and just had a good time. And after a while, I found Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. And I was like, yes, that is what I need to do. And just through the last 6 years, got like prophetic words and just like crazy things that wouldn't happen normally, just happened that made me go, yeah, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, even to the point where I almost didn't come, like, well, go, I guess. He just kept making a way, and that was my that was my impossible dream. As I said before, I worked out that I would probably need almost $20,000 to do the School of Ministry for 1 year. And I was like, I am 18. I don't have $20,000. My parents don't have $20,000. And so that's impossible to go and do something that for 1 year would be over $20,000. But I just was like, nope, that's the call of God in my life. That's where I need to be for now. That is what's going to set a path for the rest of my life. And so over the last year, probably, I've been given $20,000. I don't think I really paid for a whole lot of first year, which just affirms what God is doing. And that when God starts showing up and showing you like physical reasons why you should do something, why you should be dreaming the impossible, it's a pretty good reason to keep doing it. This year was awesome in just about every way, but there were some parts that were very, very hard. And I remember that one, at the start of the year, Chris Valatin, who is one of our teachers, he said something that stuck with me, and it said, the dogs of doom bark at the doors of your destiny. And I was like, that's cool, and I wrote it down. But that's something that kept coming back to me throughout the whole year. I was sick for the entire year, and like surgery in hospital twice, kind of sick. And so I missed a lot of the year, but that's what kept coming back to me. I could quit, but the dogs of doom are barking, and I'm not going to give in to them. I'm just going to step around them and keep going. Yes, and so I could keep going because God is faithful all the time. And that was another big part of my year, is just remembering his faithfulness, that he is not just a kind God, but he is a faithful God. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's not just a funny God, because he is, but he is so faithful and he is so kind. And if God speaks something over our life, and if he says something to you about what you're going to do or where you're going to go, he will keep his word. And that sometimes takes work from us. It, like, you know, sometimes we have to do things to get the ball rolling. Ball. English lessons from Mum. Ball rolling. Yeah, there it is. But also, we have to rest in that. It's a beautiful trying to find the balance for yourself. But no matter what, he won't let you down. He doesn't actually know how to do that. And that bridge that Dave sung before, I can't remember, I went to write it down and then you were done. Yeah. The one, so good. I was like, because it's so true. If he began a good work in you, he's going to finish it because he's faithful. It's what he does. It is what he does. Okay, so, I mean, honestly, I'm pretty quick tonight. I don't have a whole lot to say. But I am just going to, when this started stirring, when dream stuff started stirring at me at the start of the year, it was probably a solid 3 days where that's all I could think about was just dreaming the impossible dreams and what does dreaming look like and what will it come out like and all that. Sammy was in my small group and we went hard on it one day because I was like, we can't let this pass. But I wrote a blog post about it because that's what I do. I sometimes process through writing and then I just wait till it's time to post. That one was posted straight away. So I'm just going to read you a quick snippet from it just because I think it's good and it's real. So this just says, it's time to dream again. So I challenge you to dream the big dreams and the impossible dreams, the dreams that can be dreamt with a father like ours. The dreams that only can be dreamt with a father like ours. Dream the creative, the crazy, and the wild dreams. Dream the dreams that terrify you and the ones that make you giddy. Dream the kind of dreams that keep you on your toes and the dreams that will leave you in awe when it happens. There is no dream too big for God, but if we can fulfill our dreams through our own strength, we are not dreaming big enough. Yeah. And I found this random quote the other day that says, the size of your dreams reveals the size of your God. And so if we, I agree with it in some aspects, more than I don't, but if we are not dreaming big, then what does that show the world? If we're not relying on God for the big things, then what is that? What is that showing the world, that he's not a big God? What is that showing our hearts? What is that teaching our hearts? Because he is a big God, and he covers it all. That's really all I have to say, honestly, but my Sunday school teacher side is going to come out now, and we're going to do an activity. I did this with my small group. We're going to do slightly a smaller version of it, but I have some paper and pens, and we're going to just dream for a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be good. We can dream the impossible dreams. We can also dream the dreams that you can see. Does that make sense? So my parents apparently are going to pass out paper and pens, which is amazing. And Caleb's going to play some music and just write out a list. You can write out 3, you can write out 20. But make sure that at least one of those is a dream that seems impossible to you, a dream that you don't have the finances to do, or you don't have the relationships, or you're maybe not healthy enough to do that dream. Anything, as long as it's impossible. Write down one impossible dream for me. And then you can move around the room if you want, but just go back to your seats at the end of it. And yeah. The next part of this is find someone. pairs of 2 or 3, whatever, whether you know them or not. And the one impossible thing that you wrote down, I want you to tell them. Because it's one thing to write something down and keep it to yourself forever, and it's a whole other thing to actually speak it out. And there's power in actually speaking things. That's why God gave us a tongue. So, have fun. Yes, that was the next part. So get in pairs 2 or 3, say your impossible part, your impossible dream, and then pray over each other. And go. Yes, Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for every dream that you have sparked tonight, every dream that you've reminded us of tonight. We thank you that you are so faithful to complete every work that you start. So right now I seal every promise on every heart that is in this room. And we say thank you for what you're going to do. Amen.
Listen, you know, you're so self-deprecating, but after a message like that and after an opportunity like that, you don't shrug it off and say, well, that's all there is. That was the timing of the Lord. It was directly from heaven, and the privilege and the opportunity to articulate our dreams and to entrust them to the Lord in prayer right now was astonishingly good. So very, very good. Thank you. Thank you, daughter. We love you, heaps. Thanks, Anna. Why don't you appreciate it one more time, guys? Thank you. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week.